Glory to God. It's wonderful to see those of you that are here. And for the next few moments, I just want to just speak encouragement and help us to hopefully have in these next few moments a greater appreciation for all women. Amen? Amen. All women. Because not every woman is a mother. We don't have like, you know how churches have Women's Day, Men's Day. We don't do that. There's nothing wrong with it. Just not something that we've done. But in times like this, I think it's a wonderful time to acknowledge. And for today, I just want to acknowledge the mothers. It's in Ephesians 6, 2 and 3, it says this. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. Think about that. It goes on and says that it may be well with you and that you may live long in the land. My God, that's the promise. You honor your parents, you'll live long. That's what the word says. And if you were to really track data and kind of look at history and generations, you're going to find some truth to that. You're going to find some truth to that, where those who have honored their parents seem to do well, do better than those who do not honor their parents. In John 19, 26 and 27, this is Jesus. He's on the cross. Think about this. Jesus is on the cross. It says, when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, which was John, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, behold your mother. From that hour, the disciple took her into his own household. Jesus modeled honoring even while on the cross. He honored his mother by making sure she was taken care of, even while he was on the cross. That's powerful.
Yes, it is.
Mother's Day is actually a holiday that came about years ago from some Christian women who wanted to come together and encourage one another because they had sons in the military. And so it was their opportunity or their way of coming together and encouraging one another. And you can, you know, do your own history on this and you'll find that. And through that, you know, it got incorporated in the church, the particular church at the time, and then other churches. And then fast forward now, Women's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Grandparents' Day. A lot of stuff's going on now. But that's how it originated. Not a bad thing at all. Our culture causes us to have to navigate through it some because of relationships over the years. But today I want to say to every mother, every grandmother, every aunt, every sister, every niece, every guardian, every friend, every neighbor who has had any role in the position of mothering, thank you. Thank you. As a matter of fact, take a moment and just applaud one another. Just look around at the other mothers, those that are watching by live stream. I applaud you. I applaud you. Mothers are not just biological. Some of you are mothers and you've never birthed a child yourself, but you've been a mother to so many others. Thank you. Thank you. There are those of you who, within your own family structure, seeing children, be it grandchildren, be it nieces or nephews, or cousins, but much younger than you, and the need for parenting. And so God gave you a grace. God gave you a desire to want to step into that role. And so I applaud those of you and all of you who are parenting and helping the upcoming generations in your household, in your community. I want to applaud those of you who have allowed yourself to be used by God in adoptions, in taking care, taking children in your home and providing for them. I want to thank you. Come on. I want to thank you. I want to tell you that I am a byproduct of adoption. I wasn't adopted, but my mother was adopted. And I am so grateful to God because the scripture says he orders our steps. And so my mother's would be my grandmother, who adopted her. They took care of small children. They were foster parents. So they had, you know, like three, no more than four children at a time. And my grandmother got sick. So they took the children out of the home. And when they took them out of the home, my grandmother started grieving. And she grieved for one child. That was my mom. She said, if you just let me have her back. And I'm grateful to God for that because it was through them that my mother had a wonderful, very privileged life, if you will. And through them, she came to know God. She came to know the Lord. And through my mother, I came to know the Lord. And so God is working in all of it. God is working in all of it. You must know that God is working through all the difficult things that come into play just having to deal with life. He is able to work any of it and all of it for our good. Come on, would you thank the Lord right now for that? There may be those that are watching by way of live stream. You're experiencing Mother's Day the first time, and your mother's passed on. Your mother's gone home to be with the Lord. Your mother's passed on. And we just pray grace over you right now in the name of Jesus. We pray comfort over you right now in the name of Jesus. And this is the first for us without Mom Minifield being here, but we're okay. Pastor Maurice, she's okay. She knows where Mom is, and Mom knows where we are, so. And so, Father, right now, I just want to take this moment. I want to pray for those, God. I want to thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to thank you for the women who have been biological mothers, but I want to also thank you for those that have been the spiritual moms. I want to thank you for those that have stepped into roles and into positions, oh, God. Because you put it in their heart. I want to thank you for the grandmothers. I want to thank you for the great-grandmothers. I want to thank you for the aunts, the sisters, the nieces, the cousins, the guardians, the friends, the neighbors. I want to thank you, God, how that you are able, God, to work your works through those who yield themselves to you. And so I thank you for godly women. I thank you for those that have turned their hearts to you. And as a result of that, you have blessed them. You are blessing them. I thank you for your faithfulness, God, to each and every one of them and to all of us, God. There's no one on this planet that's not a byproduct of a woman. You just can't get here any other way. And so we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. And if you got here any other way, you're illegal. You're an illegal alien. I just have just a few more minutes, but I want to finish out just kind of referring to and bringing to our remembrance the power of women, the power of women in the scriptures. The Bible talks in Genesis of Sarah. Sarah was a faithful wife. She was a faithful friend to her husband. Anybody that, even though, you know, she did what she shouldn't do in order to try to save his life, only for God to come and say, "You're all messing up." But Sarah was faithful. And while many want to speak to Abraham being the father of faith, she's the mother of faith. You do understand that, don't you? I mean, Abraham didn't have the son by himself. She had to cooperate. She had to participate. She had to carry that baby. She had to birth that baby. Come on, just thank the Lord right there. Yeah. Then there's Rahab. The Bible speaks of Rahab as being a harlot in the book of Joshua. But Rahab is the one who hid the spies and helped them escape. You see, Rahab covered and protected. Sarah was faithful, the faithful wife. Rahab, she covered and she protected. I'm talking about some of the women now in the scriptures that don't always get their due. Then there's Ruth. Ruth. Ruth is known for her loyalty. Ruth was loyal to Naomi, and as a result of that, God rewarded her with Boaz. There's something about just remaining loyal, remaining faithful. Then there's Deborah in the book of Judges. She was a judge over the people of God. She was a leader. She was an encourager. Then there's Esther in the book of Esther. Esther had the courage to save a nation. She was a courageous intervener. You won't find many as courageous as Esther was. Because that day she walked into the king, she knew one of two things were going to happen. He's going to raise that scepter, and I'm going to be all right. Or I'm going to see my maker. Yeah. But God set her in the place just for that. Then there was Hannah. 1 Samuel, Hannah. Prayed until God gave her a son. Such a son that he was a prophet to the nation. And the Bible says about Samuel, it says that not one word he spoke fell to the ground. That's a true prophet. That's a true prophet. He didn't have to come back and apologize and say, "I thought he said it." Hannah, she was a prayer warrior. And of course, then there's Mary, the mother of Jesus. My God. I'm not Catholic. I'll never be Catholic. But there's something to be said about recognizing Mary, the mother of Jesus. She had to be a very, very, very special woman. And I just throw in, Joseph had to be a special guy too, y'all. I'm just throwing that out there too. I know it's not Father's Day. We'll get to that. Then in the book of Acts, there's Anna. Anybody know who Anna was? Let me see. Everybody who knows who Anna is, raise your hand. If you know who Anna was in the book of Acts, raise your hand. Anna. Anna is the prophetess and the intercessor who never left the temple, serving God day and night through prayer. Now y'all know who she is? Anna. Anna's one that when she saw the baby, I can go home now. I'm good now. He's here. It's a woman that prayed like that. I've seen the Messiah. I can go home now. You know, there are some mothers, there are some saints that pray like that. I'm here till I see the day, and once I see the day, I can go home. My assignment is to pray. And then there's the women at the tomb in Matthew. Mary and Mary. Mary, Mary. Entrusted and commissioned with the message that Jesus was alive. These are women. Powerful women. Powerful women. And I'm speaking to every woman that's here in this room and those that are watching by way of live stream. You were born to be powerful. You were born with power. You were born with promise. You were born with purpose. And you were born with a destiny. And by God's grace, I just say to you, wherever you find yourself, if you happen to feel unfulfilled, it's not too late. It's not too late. Can I get about five of y'all just to shout right there? It's not too late. It's not too late. Just say, I'm a late bloomer. You got to understand it. I'm a late bloomer. But it's not too late. Everything in my life has prepared me for what you're about to see.
Amen.
And that's the power of God, the glory of God. Yeah. It's okay to say that. It's okay to say that. I haven't gone through everything I've gone through for nothing. Pastor Nina was asking me out in the hall. She said, what is this capacity for? I was talking to her yesterday. I said, our capacity has increased with stewarding all this. My capacity has increased. She said, what is this capacity for? Time will reveal it. Time will reveal it. I got seven more minutes. From the very beginning, women have always been and continue to be significant in God's plan. You are significant in God's plan for all mankind. You got to know this, Eve was not an afterthought. Eve was not an afterthought. You got to know that Eve didn't mess up. She was deceived. Adam did. I thought I'd get an amen out of that. Janice said, that's right. Eve didn't mess up. She was deceived. Adam did. He was supposed to cover her, protect her, and if needed be, correct her. But he didn't do it. The moment she said, hey, we're going to eat this fruit. No, baby, we can't do that. Now, I know God gave you to me, but I'm going to give you back to him before I eat that fruit. I mean, he tried to blame God anyway. After he ate the woman you gave me, well, you should have gave her back and fixed that before she ate off of it, and then you took a bite off of it. Okay, I'm getting some clap right. Okay, I feel you. I feel you. I feel you. What I love is that women were created to endure, to persevere, love unconditionally, be patient. That's your DNA. That's your DNA. Women are some of the most intentional, passionate, and powerful intercessors. You call a prayer meeting, you're good to get a couple brothers. But you'll get some sisters who will come and light the place up. Yeah. That's who you are. That's who you are. Women in the body of Christ are some of the most faithful in their service to God, his church, and his people. His purposes, and his plan. Women are some of the most faithful supporters and givers in the church. There are those who are married and couples where the wife will always want to sow, give, tithe, but the husband doesn't. And Pastor Marisa could share, she shared that, I don't know what setting we were in, she shared couple of instances of individuals where there was not the agreement. It speaks to the fact that there's something in the heart of a woman that God can get to before a man. Except for me, but okay. I ain't gonna get in that class, y'all. I'm just saying. And so I want to take a moment and I want to thank all of you, all the women in this house, those that are watching by way of live stream, that sow into the ministry, sow into what we're doing. I want to thank you right now. Come on, clap your hands for those in the room. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your faithfulness. I want to thank you how that you give. I want to thank you how that you sacrifice. I want to thank you how that you come out. I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you. Lisa, I want to thank you. You come out here faithfully every week to make sure that this place is cleaned and ready. I want to thank you for that. Nobody knows that except for a handful of us and all of heaven. I mean this when I say this to you. I thank you. And I honor you for that. You must know that when God sees you, he sees a faithful daughter. He sees someone who he's well pleased. Because you do that faithfully. You do that faithfully. There are those that serve in positions that are seen. You know, we got our worship team and everybody. And folks are serving in various areas in various ways. But there's times when you want to acknowledge those that are behind the scenes that you never see. When you go in that bathroom and it's clean, it's because Lisa's been in there before you. In both bathrooms. Thank you. I'm wrapping this up. Women are great business leaders. They're great educators. They're great administrators. They're great CEOs. They're great entrepreneurs. They're great government leaders, inventors. Women are everywhere. And they're doing some of the most incredible things. And unfortunately, oftentimes not getting the credit. But today I say thank you. If you're watching by way of live stream and you fit into any of those categories, or even if it's a different category, I say thank you. I say thank you. And lastly, women are and always will be protectors of their children. No matter how old the children get. My mother will always help us to know she's mom. She'll say that today at some point over the meal. And we've just learned to just take it. Because it's true. But mothers are protectors. And I'm in with this thing that I saw years ago, back when there was the upheaval and stuff going on in Baltimore and some of the riots, some of the, you know, rioting going on and looting going on. I'll never forget, they showed this lady. I'm talking about the mothers now. I'm talking about a mother who will put herself in harm's way to get her baby and get him right. Now, this is footage. This is out there. Some of you know what I'm talking about. She's watching on TV. A mother knows her children. You can see them. You can see them down the road by the back of her head. And the mother say, "That's so and so." She's watching, and there's these young people out there, and they've got on masks and black, and they're out there and they're throwing stuff. She sees her son. Now, he got on one of those mask things, too, but she knows his walk. She sees her son, gets in her car, goes to that event, finds him, and you see her running out into the crowd and grabbing him and saying, "You come with me right now," and pulls him out the crowd and gets them out of there. That's the love of a mother. That's the love of a mother. That's the love of God exhibited through a mother. For God saw you and me in harm's way. While we're out in the crowd doing our thing, trying to fit in, trying to be accepted. And he says, they know no better. I got to go get them. He came into your life, came into your crowd, came into your party, came into your story, found you, pulled you out, brought you out. And today we can celebrate. All of our lives now saved and redeemed by the Lord. Mothers and all the women in the house and those that are watching by way of live stream, I thank you and I applaud you. May God continue to bless you. Bless your family, those who you give yourself to. It is my prayer that the remainder of your days will be the best days of your life. That God will use you powerfully. That God will use you intentionally. That God will use you instrumentally. It doesn't matter whether you have biological children or not. You were created to make a difference. I call you blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.